I am Jennifer Tinney. I'm with the Arizona Partnership for Immunization out of Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to talk today about our Learn at Lunch presentation. But first, I'd like to give you just a little bit of background about what we are. We are a statewide coalition. We're a partnership between public and private providers. So the idea is we try to get everybody working together on the same message, the same information, and we work with the community to determine what our parents' needs are, what our providers need from us, and then we work with committees and medical leadership to see if we can't develop those. And so over time, we've kind of been all focused on the end project, which is, of course, raising our national immunization survey rates, which we think we're doing a pretty good job of, but it does take all of us working as a team. One of the major pieces that we were able to incorporate early on was working with our state Medicaid program, because we felt like if we could raise immunization rates, we needed to also raise those well child visits. So we started working in conjunction with them. And along the way, as we started building these strategic partnerships, we came to the conclusion that we were missing this huge education piece, and that there were some gaps between what we were doing in the state and county and public health divisions and what was being done in managed care and the medical organizations. So we were going to work together to see if we couldn't bring that message into one and make sure that we could improve and sustain those immunization rates by building one message, and that one message of education that vaccines were important and how we were going to get there and raise those immunization rates. And so what we did was we put together a training team, and we figured it needed a little bit of everybody. We used a coalition staff person, we used a vaccines for children specialist, we took a person that was a part of that original CDC immunization action plan coordinator to determine what their objectives were. We had a public health nurse who's been working for about 30 years in public health, and she really knew what our objectives were and where we needed to be. And then we had someone from our registry to see if we couldn't pull that together. And what we came up with at the end was developing a program that was called the 7 Secrets to Streamlining Immunization Delivery. Now, originally, we called this Learn at Lunch because we did it over an hour and a half at lunch, where we kind of did a quick overview of some of the best practices for immunizations and a training on our registry. Well, part of our evaluation is to ask what people need in addition to what we've given them in that training. So over the years, addressing those needs, we now call it, you know, learn at breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack, bring your pajamas because we're going to have a sleepover. Because it started off as, like I said, an hour and a half. It's now approximately 6 hours. And if we keep adding pieces to it, which is the request, we are literally going to be there at least all day. But our main focuses are customer service and immunization delivery, really how to talk to parents about immunization, what their needs are, how to answer safety concerns, and putting in a process in place from the time the parent walks in until the time they've left the office. How are you handling that, and what is your process? Is it in place? How are you handling vaccine storage? Making sure that you understand the requirements for VFC, but also the requirements for having vaccines in your office. And then how to give a shot. It's really important that you're doing it correctly, because we can talk about the importance of vaccines all day long, and if it's not going in the right spot, it's not doing the right thing. And then once again, tracking that immunization and keeping that data going by making sure that we had our state registry person involved. And you'll see that referred to as ACIS. We're the Arizona State Immunization Information System. We're fairly lucky. We have one of the best registries in the United States, we think. I know that there are some other states that are pretty well too, but we're about 98% of our kids are in there. We use birth records to make sure that we get that first Hep B, and then we start tracking those kids from there. So we've been pretty fortunate with our registry. For program funding, we can sometimes get creative, and I'll be asking for donations later. We've been fairly fortunate the last few years in funding this. We've had some initial grants that were set up through our private foundations, but now we've been able to also contract with the state of Arizona, and this is part of a deliverable piece for their Vaccines for Children program, as well as their registry, because what we do counts as a new provider in service. So if they have a staff turnover and they want to send somebody in for that, this training qualifies. And in just a second, I'll tell you how we set up this whole piece to get the numbers that we do. We work all over Arizona, and we take the trainings out to the provider offices. And so these stars kind of indicate where we've been in the last couple of years, and there are many more stars all over there. We take the entire team out, all the materials, all the presentations, everything that we have, and we invite in every provider that gives shots in the area to come in for this six-hour training. We start in the morning, we end in the afternoon. Like I said, we have lunch and snacks because we don't want them to leave. We want to keep them there as long as we can. And we make sure that we get into the areas that we're really needed, whether these are areas that have low immunization rates, a lot of new providers, a lot of new growth. We have cities in Arizona that have a growth rate of 30 to 50% a year. They're just doubling and expanding with new houses and new homes everywhere. So you've got one or two pediatricians in those areas that are overwhelmed with the number of kids that are coming in. So they need to make sure that they've got a routine in place to keep those kids up to date on their shots. So we take these out all over the place, and this is, of course, you know, Old West Arizona. Some of these trainings are in Tombstone, in Safford, in Tucson, Yuma, along the border. One of my favorite ones that we did was in Safford, Arizona, one year. The only place that we could find that had internet access was the Moonshine Saloon. None of the hotels had internet, but that place did. So we had some really interesting music. A lot of Willie Nelson was playing in the background, but we did make it work. Some of our key messages for this program is to make sure that all of the children's data is captured. We want to make sure that there are no missed opportunities. We want to know what their immunization rates are, and we want the offices to track that data in their files as well as in our registry, because our kids move around a lot. We have a lot of migrant workers, but we also have the average home sale now in Arizona is about 2.45 years. So our kids move from neighborhood to neighborhood. They move managed care plans all the time, so they're going to end up in another doctor's office before they finish that first series, most likely. So we want to make sure that we've got that data recorded, because outbreaks do affect all of us. And specifically, that message is to the office. The measles outbreak that we had in Maricopa County, it says last on here, I'm sorry, last week, I think we do have a measles case, maybe in Pima County, however. We're part of that Switzerland outbreak. But our first one that we had that was part of that early 1990s outbreak, we had a patient who came down with a rash and a fever, went to a doctor's office. They said, oh, you know, it's probably you're having an allergic reaction to something. Go home. Come back in a few days if it gets worse. Well, they went to an urgent care center. They went to an emergency room within that 24-hour period and spread measles through our entire community. So we take this message to the office explaining to them that outbreak will affect them. And if everyone in their waiting room is up to date on their MMR shot, we can stop those kinds of transmissions. And that working together is how we're going to improve that. That's how we're going to overcome that. We can't expect an MA in a training who's now in charge of a vaccine program and a provider office to do this by themselves. They need help, and we're here to help them do that by providing the service that we have and by being there to have follow-up questions and answers and materials, anything that we can do. We do provide training materials. I brought some samples. I'm going to go through it really quick with you and then pass it around. This is what we use for this training. It's a full binder. In the front part, there is a copy of the presentation. And then all of these pieces back here, these parent education flyers, are what we produce as a coalition free of charge. So not only do we teach them what to do to keep kids up to date, we provide the resources to do it. Reminder cards, parent education flyers, anything they need. As you go through here, there are new copies of the VISs. So they've got them on hand. We find that in some of these rural areas, they have not gotten a new set of VISs since, I don't know, 10 years ago. Most of them, some of the times, don't even know what they are when you ask about a VIS. You'll be surprised to see some of the questions that we get. But we do have a section here on our state registry, if they've got questions about that, a section in here on how to give a shot, which includes kind of charts on how to do it, how to hold the child, where to do it, standardizing injection sites, and then also our school entry requirements. In the back, we've got schedules to help them keep up to date on what the newest requirements are. I'm going to run down here really quick and pass these around so you guys can hand them out. Oh, thank you. And so, yeah, if you get a chance, flip through it. We're more than happy to share any of the materials that we've had that you can take back with you to another state, adapt them to what your needs are. There's no point in reinventing the wheel. This took us years to develop and add piece by piece by piece, as people were asking. So it can be kind of overwhelming if you're starting from ground zero. But what I'm going to do right now is go through a few examples of what our secrets are on our 7 secrets to streamlining immunization delivery. And the number one is to smile and support the parents' decision to immunize. This is a harder and harder one because parents are anxious about the shots. And so it's kind of determining what the barriers are and reminding them that they are the expert. When a parent brings a child into a pediatrician's office, they have questions, they have safety concerns, they don't know the schedule, but they are looking to them for guidance because they're the expert in healthcare and they trust their children with them. And so this is kind of help parents make the right decision about their children, their family, and the community. And addressing those safety concerns, answering the common questions, talking about holding catch-up clinics, understanding the schedule, avoiding missed opportunities at all costs. And so what we kind of do is to try to train them on how to answer safety questions, how to overcome these pieces and the common questions, and then talk to them about the importance of letting parents know. And then we also add a reminder in there that, of course, this starts in their office. Protect their patients by protecting themselves with a flu shot and a Tdap shot. We had several neonatal nurses and intensive care nurses who had pertussis a couple of years ago in our outbreak, and we're spreading it to our, of course, most vulnerable population. So just reminders that they're part of the system too. And then our second secret is to make sure that they have a routine in place to help with this immunization delivery and to schedule appointments to be age and interval appropriate and make sure that they're using systems that we know are effective, like reminder recall cards. And then if they do this, they've got some amazing results in the end by using the accelerated schedules, the catch-up schedules, and the combination vaccines to complete the series. They can be eligible for an award that we give once a year to any practice that reaches 90% coverage levels for their 2-year-olds. So we give them the materials to do it, we teach them how to do it, and then we reward them when they get it done. And then we find out exactly how they got there, and we share those best practices with the rest of the community. Secret 4 is, of course, Know Your Vaccines for Children program and how to store vaccines, how to handle vaccines, and make sure that we're not wasting those valuable resources that we have. And then secret 5, it all comes down to how you give the shot. Make sure that you know the new recommended vaccines, the recently approved ones, any new recommendations and changes that ACIP has recommended, and then how to hold the child, have the parent hold the child while giving the shot. And so this is an easier transition for everybody. The parent feels good about it, the child feels good about it, and of course the nurse who's giving the shot. And then secret 6, we really rely on our ACES program. We do a live demonstration of our registry to show them how to use it for queries, how to run reminder recall, how to do forecasting, how to track the log, how to do inventory management, making sure that they're using our registry as a replacement to some of the systems that they have there, that it's all right in front of them. And then of course secret 7 is to stay up to date, which is probably the hardest part in immunizations because it changes constantly. So we make sure that they know the resources available in their community by what additional trainings we have, but most importantly, they know how to reach us and they know who we are. So now they're not afraid to ask questions like, what do I do if I've been storing the DTaP in the freezer for the last 2 years? Or, I didn't know until today you couldn't put the vaccines in one syringe and give them all in one shot. We get those questions a lot. You would be surprised. But I think the most important part of this training is they now know where to ask the questions. And then we remind them to stay up to date in case there is an epidemic or a pandemic in their area. And we try to make it fun with quizzes and challenges as well as educational. This is from a picture that we do that's a disease quiz. So we want them to remember why they're giving shots and the importance of it. And then an acronym challenge. We have our own language in immunizations, and I think we forget that very often when we talk to parents. And I haven't had anybody get 100% on this quiz yet. One of these days I'll give it to you guys. Our evaluations of the program are 95% of the attendees feel like they learned something from it, and they indicate that they will make a change. So it's been very effective, and our outcomes show that. We have a 270% increase and Cloud Award winners. Those are practices that reach 90% of coverage levels. And then this is just kind of a trend that we've been looking at lately. We talk a lot about AFIX, know where you are in your program to see how you can improve. And so we've seen that our AFIX levels have gone up along with our Learn at Lunch trainings and along with our Cloud Award winners. Last year we trained 375 MAs in community health centers, private practices. We had some people there for managed care. We're doing about 370 to 400 per year. And so we constantly ask them, of course, what they need back from us. And this is how come we're now at 6 hours and having a pajama party on this training, that they still come back with they want more information. So this seems to be a very effective way to make sure that people stay up to date and the trainings are done. So if you all need more information, here is our website. It's yimmunize.org. You're welcome to contact us. Like I said, we'd be happy to share any of our materials or information with you. Thank you.